And now a question that has puzzled biologists since the days of Darwin. Why do zebras have stripes?
Martin Howe of the University of Bristol says there have been quite a few theories. Camouflage, for one.
It doesn't really make sense, though. They look so conspicuous.
Another idea, comfort.
Maybe they're stripy to generate convection currents on the skin to make them sort of cool down in the hot weather.
But Howe's team had a different idea after observing horses and captive zebras on a farm in the UK. They saw that lots of flies were bothering the horses, but leaving the zebras alone, and thus an experiment was born.
We then decided to essentially dress horses up as zebras and then look at the different effects that these had on the amount of biting flies coming to land.
The conclusion, which they published last year, horses decked out in striped coats kept flies away too, suggesting that the stripes themselves deter flies, not just a zebra's stench, for example.
And repelling biting flies is no easy feat. Erica McAllister, curator of flies at the Natural History Museum in London, says female flies can be quite tenacious.
Most of the times, the blood meal is not for them. It's for the development of their offspring. So these are mothers hell-bent on getting a proper start in life for these eggs, you see.
Which raises another question. How do stripes keep these hell-bent mothers away?
Well, Martin Howe has a few hypotheses for that.
One of which is that these stripes generate an optical illusion in the eyes of the flies.
You see, he says stripes might create an illusion that, to a fly's eyes, looks something like a rotating barbershop pole, and that confuses them.
Now, in a new study, they've tested that idea by dressing horses in striped coats or checkered coats, which wouldn't generate that illusion.
And it turns out checkered patterns repel flies too, putting to rest the barber pole idea. The work appears in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B.
McAllister says the study makes clear just how little we know about fly perception.
It's thrown up more questions than it has resolved any ancient riddle.
But the work does have one huge implication.
Our new findings suggest that zebras could equally be checkered.
Which makes it all the more impressive that zebras earn their stripes.